Life is deeply spiritual. And a man that understands the spirituality of life has made a giant leap already.
Do you know that there are laws you can use to regulate earth?
See, the thing that orchestrates everything and makes it to become an advancement is life.
Magalabo Shata. Life is easy, sir. You can control life.
For that territorial takeover, there's a system. And that system is not in Egypt, it's not in Beckett. That system is to take advantage of the intangible.
Thank you, sir, for having me. You'll be blessed this morning. I came with some of my people. Okay, Osh is right there. Karen, she does a lot of things. PA plus all. And then Rosalyn, she's here in Jos, so I've handed over to... You are now permanently a member of the church. So welcome her, she's now a member of... Yeah. Amen. Esther Paul, it's good to see you. Okay. Well, if I don't know your face, we'll get to know your face somewhere, somehow. I appreciate all of the leadership, the pastors in the house. Truly appreciate you. Thank you for joining hands with what God is doing here and raising up the hand of the man of God. And of course, I appreciate every person that is here this morning. Appreciate yourself. Amen. Yeah, not appreciating yourself well. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. You're looking lovely this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you just talk in tongues? Librotas. Kerstole brehededing rosti hevelos tahayala. Manglorish tola haste geru repredista haste lebo rotista halabarodon sikatea. Zero lebon sikala stile rebo zelelelebogos ibrahatalistayalareba. Legrodon saprahatis. I need to hear you talk in tongues. Srabahatali brodoshe. It won't hurt. Halabakoshe katalabala katose yalama. Halabakoshe katalabakale bragabam. So close, I believe. Just a stanza, just a chorus. You're holding me now in your hands. I belong. You never let me go. It's a simple song. I believe you're holding me now in your hands.
I belong. You never let me go. So close, I believe you're holding me now in your hands.
So close, I believe.
Thank you, Laura.
You're holding me now in your hands. I belong.
You never let me go.
So close, I believe.
He's holding you so close. He's holding you so close. He will never let you go. Doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what is going all around you. He will never let you go. Thank you, Lord.
You never let me go.
Can you just say that? Say it under your breath.
You're holding me now in your hands. I belong. You never let me go.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Precious Lord, we thank you. You never let us go.
You hold us in the very palm of your arms. No one can plug us out of your hands. Father, we thank you. We are in the center of your purpose for our lives. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning I'm going to talk about maximizing the intangibles. Amen. It's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. I said it's going to change your life. I said it's going to change your life. I don't say it lightly. The understanding that God is going to give you this morning will set the pedestal for the next level of your life. I'm not saying it lightly. Thank you, Lord. Luke 16, let's start from somewhere, right? We got to start from somewhere. Amen. So when I'm preaching, generally, I like responses. Can we put some ground rules? I like responding. It's not sanctimonious. All right? So I can walk up to you and I won't tap you if you're not listening to me. So that you hear what I'm saying. Is that okay? Yeah, so it might be a little bit unconventional. I didn't go to seminary. So you get a hang of it, amen. So you see in Luke 16, Jesus begins. So in intangibles, in this context, you know, most times we say the power of God is tangible, right? Right. So I'm not talking about that aspect of when we say the power of God is tangible, perceptible to touch. What I mean by the maximizing the intangibles are maximizing things that you cannot see generally. Just in terms of things that you cannot see. Is that okay?
Yes,
sir. All right. So I just want to say that so that you understand where we are coming from. So in Luke 16, Jesus begins to give a story of what was characterized as an unjust steward. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What they characterize him as unjust steward. How many times so Luke 16, let's start from 1, 2 or 3, put them together, amen. So most times, you know, this story is used to explain about greed, right? That the guy was unjust, maybe if you've heard the story before, right? All right. But basically, Jesus was talking about covetousness and then an understanding of the systems of the world. All right, because Bible say, you see where he says in that same chapter, and he, Jesus, commended the unjust steward. So was Jesus supporting bad things? He wasn't. What he was commending, he said, and Jesus commended the unjust steward, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. What Jesus was commending, because there's a semicolon there, what Jesus was commending was his ability to master his own system. For the children of this generation, for children of darkness are in their own generation. Their generation is their own system of generating things. Their system of making things to happen. He said that this man has gotten mastery in understanding how their own system works. So what he was justifying, what he was commending was the mastery. The guy had mastered the intangible in their own system. So this guy came to the point where they said, come on, we're going to sack you. Then he now said, verse 3, I think. All right. Then the Bible said that he said to himself, what am I going to do? He said, I cannot dig. You know, this guy is interesting. This is an unjust steward. He still had mouth. But guess what? In life, you must have mouth. About David, they said, David, we know you now. We know you. You too, they do. Let this battle just continue like that. David. The new David. David will not allow things to be like that. David cannot be broke and be watching Nigerian movie and be happy with being broke. No. He cannot be happy with being broke. No. It's an abnormality. There is something inside of him that will cry out. There is something inside of him that will cry out. This man looked as if he's an unjust steward. This man had every reason to say, okay, come on, you can go and dig. That's to be a laborer. He said, I cannot dig. Hi, see his standard. He said, to beg, I'm ashamed. Aya. Hey. There's something about his wiring. He said, I cannot dig. To beg, I'm ashamed. Some people can be happy with one car, one house, but there's something inside of you. You look at the one car, one house, say, yeah. There's something inside of me. I cannot dig. I cannot manage this level. I cannot dig. I cannot beg. To beg, I'm ashamed. There is something inside of me that cries for something higher. He said, wiring. There is something inside of me. They can look at you and say, come relax. Now life is not like that. He said, no. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Nations are calling to me. Hey, yeah. I have to feed the nations. I have to feed the nations. I have to build those hospitals. They say, wiring, sir. And sir, don't apologize for it. I'm not going to apologize for my wiring. There is something on my inside that cries for more. There is something on my inside. I want to see the deaf hear, the blind see, the lame walk. It might not bother you, but it bothers me. There is something on my inside, sir. There is something on my inside. I refuse to apologize for it. The world might want to make me apologize for it, but I refuse. Please sit down. He said, I'm ashamed to beg. I cannot dig. But this guy had some guts. This was an unjust word. I said, I cannot dig, sir. Your past should not label your future. Hey, yeah. You can become bigger than what has happened in your past. Oh, don't let your past localize you, sir. This is how they knew you to be, but now there's a change. It's called a metamorphosis. That change that you cannot trace the origin. They will look at you. And when you are telling them the story, you say, well, like them that dream dreams. You will tell people your story. As you are telling people your story, people look at you and say, no, it's not true. They say, no. See, I'm not Ajebota. They say, no. There's nothing Ajebako around you. It's a metamorphosis. You have changed skill. Hey, whatever has happened in the past, forget it. It can be transformed. Say, yeah. Guy said, I cannot dig. To beg, I'm ashamed. Verse 4, and I say, I'm resolved what to do. Because in the natural plane of men, there are three things that people do. You can either dig, you beg, or you resolve to do what he did. In the plane of men. To dig is to exchange your strength directly for money. But if you can't dig, then you have to beg. That's why he said first, I cannot dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. That means the man is not digging, then he has to beg. There are three ways things come to people. Dig, beg, or the intangibles. See what this guy did. This is what Jesus commended. The intangibles. He went up to that servant and said, how much are you owing? The guy said 100. He said 100, write 80. How much are you owing? He said 100, write 50. And guess what? He walked away. He didn't collect anything. Eh? He didn't collect anything. It's called the intangibles. Hiya! Hey! It's called the intangibles. It's understanding the systems. That was what Jesus was commending. Because he knew that walking away, Ecclesiastes 11 gives us, it captures excellently the picture of the intangibles. It's Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1 says, cast your bread upon the waters. After many days, that water is flood. Do you understand? That means that as you cast it upon the waters, the flood will carry it away. But guess what? The system. Hiya. Hey, yeah. It's a guaranteed thing.
Heya is the intangible. That means that when you sow your seed, you might not reap where you sow, but you will reap what you sow, sir. Cast your bread upon the waters. It's the intangibles. He said, cast your bread upon the waters. You see that guy? How much are you owing? 100? Write 80. How much are you owing? 100? Write 50. What is the currency? Why was he changing it? Because with the intangibles, you might not be able to determine the quantity of outputs or inputs, but you can always determine the results. It always works. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 2, you see. Oh, please have your seat. There's a system that God has designed for your takeover. For that territorial takeover. There's a system. And that system is not in digging. It's not in begging. That system is to take advantage of the intangibles. And it is the ability to make the switch between the tangible and the intangible that matters. Because you see, with the tangible, if I'm digging, right, it means that if I work for 30 minutes, you should pay me 3,000. If I make it 60 minutes, you pay me how much? 6,000. If I make it 90 minutes, you have to pay me 9,000. I can correlate it. I can directly say that this is how much I've put in and this is how much I will get. But with the intangibles, you can't. It's not empirical. Give a portion to 6 and also to 8. For thou knowest not what evil will come upon the earth. You might not be able to discern. You that means as you are, you know, sometimes it's probably easy for you. If God comes and tells you that, see, if you pray 1 hour, 10,000 will enter your account. So as you are there, labraka shake, after 1 hour, just like ping ping, 10,000. Hey! Sir, you have to stop for him from praying. You have to say, no, it's okay now. But you see, sir, man, it is your ability to switch from what you are used to in the tangible to understand when it comes to the intangible, you have to give a portion to 6, another portion to 7. Because you do not know. You do not know. In that simple case, that he says, as the way you do not know how the spirit enters the womb, how the bone grows. That way, that's how you do not know the ways of the spirit, the intangibles. How? You don't know. But guess what? When the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves. In Acts 12, it shows us the story about Peter and James. When James was beheaded, Bible says, and prayer was made continually. That's the intangible. There was no way they could measure it. So, how much prayer are we supposed to pray for Peter? Can you? Is it 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours? Thank you, sir. I like our non-linear. You know, many of us are trying to find out how many hours. I want to be a man of God. How many hours should I be praying? Is the intangibles. He said, "For give a portion to 6, another portion to 7, for you know not evil." Now, what was happening was, when they were praying for Peter, they spent time praying for Peter. That power released and brought out Peter. That's one. For you do not know what evil shall come upon the earth. The real evil there was Herod. That same prayer took Herod out. Because when you are praying, maybe you are in your room, you are praying for 30,000 naira house rent. You are looking at an iron God like, come on, how far? What is? It's not just 30,000. Just 30K. What is going on? Sir, what you are actually, when God is delaying your prayer like that, what he's doing now, you are praying to become a landlord. You need to, that's why you see sometimes, there are some people, if you do analysis, you see some people that there are people, everybody will gather praying for them to get born again, to not get born again. You know what God is doing? He's storing power. Listen, go and trace it. All of those people, the moment they become born again, they become pastors. All. So it's not that, God, why are you wasting time to answer my prayer? No, it's the intangibles. It's intangible. It's non-linear. You can't measure it. There is much more that God is doing around your life. You can look at it and say, God, is it, what is it now? I've been praying. Sir, if you have a mighty ministry, it will take dosage of God's power praying. Dosages. It looks as if nothing is happening. What you are planting is not corn. What you are planting is cocoa. Cocoa takes time. It takes time, sir. You're not going to weigh yourself and say, ah, but this brother is doing okay. He just prayed 5 minutes. Yeah. It's the intangibles. There is something they are doing. There is something you are achieving. There is something you are going for. It's the intangibles. It's a different rule. It's a different rule. You have to see it that way. Please sit down, please. Clabrado shetela bahati ka. Sigurore banda glasota la bahati la. Jedo diga baronza hatele brorosi kataliana. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's the intangibles. And you know, many times, that intangible sometimes, as you see, that man in Luke 16, he went to the man, went to the guys that were owing his master. And guess what? He walked away. He didn't sign a deal with them. Now, okay, so now that I've forgiven you, of the 20, if it was the guy that was owing 80, that means, you know, you are owing me 20, ba? No. He said that he just trusts that they'll receive him in everlasting habitation. Because this other system of the intangibles operate on trust. He operates on trust. Here you are, praying and taking time to pray. It looks as if nothing is happening. It's trust. Inside of you, you just have to trust that it will pay off. Savrakata. Thank you, Sir. In an exponential way. Glory to God. Go back to Ecclesiastes 11. Oh, Sabratika. Shotolebaridada. Verse 4, right? Ecclesiastes, okay. 4. No, 3, sorry. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. The cloud is in heaven. If it's full of rain, it will have an effect on the earth. The cloud is in heaven. When it's full of rain, it will empty itself upon the earth. That means that there are some things that are determined in heaven that get expressed or explained or characterized on earth. Amen. Oh, and this is part of, you need to understand this. Life is deeply spiritual. Deeply. Life is deeply spiritual. And a man that understands the spirituality of life has made a giant leap already. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because a lot of people in life, they live their lives, right? I mean, I've seen people, somebody that maybe is watching the TV, and then they show plenty money from maybe CBN, and they say, Kai! If they give me this money now. Sir, listen. If they give you that money, it will finish. Because what has not been ordained in heaven, a man cannot receive anything except it is given to him from above. That means that if God has given you an anointing, nobody can take it from you. It doesn't matter what they do on earth. And that's their problem. No, there's nothing. God has anointed me. There's nothing you can do about it. I love you with all my heart, you understand? But there's nothing you can do. I'm anointed. No man can receive anything except it is given to him from above. That means that if a person is living his life in the physical, he's always that is why you see people hustling, trying to gather and make sure things are happening. No, if you get it on the inside first, you will see the expression on the outside. In that place, say if the clouds is full of rain, they empty themselves. He said, if the tree falls to the north or to the south, to the place where it falls, there it will remain. It means that if you get your husband in the realm of the spirit, hey, yeah. Spirit first. That place, you don't be fighting. No, you want to take my husband. No. That place it will remain. Kamala Visa. You get that company in the realm of the spirit. You get the infrastructure of the company in the realm of the spirit. Hiya. That is how to make life fall to you. Hey, yeah. Life can fall to you. How do you make it? You gather the clouds. If the clouds are full of rain, heaven. Job 38, verse 33. If the clouds, if you understand what I'm saying, it has changed your life. Spirit first. If you have gotten it. Do you have New Living Translation? If you have gotten it, are you listening to me this morning? You get it first. You know, KJV said the ordinances of heaven. The clouds be full of rain. They empty themselves and regulate the earth. Do you know the laws of the universe? Do you know that there are laws you can use to regulate earth? Magalabo shata. Life is easy, sir. You can control life. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves to regulate the earth. Do you know the rules, the laws of the universe? Can you use them to arrange your finances? Hey, you will gather the clouds. Next verse. Talk in tongues. Hey! Mana setaya. Can you see what is there? Mandro bregeto sekataya laba. Ingro de seketo seketo yama. You know, one version say, can you make the clouds report to you? Hey! Can you make the clouds report to you? Talk in tongues, sir. Because talking in tongues is one way you make the class to report. Zibrahate loko sheke tole brahate ya. Heklote sheke tole brahate gelebos. Can you make the class report? Say yes, I can. Subrahala la 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 leboko shibrahataliana. Ilebo lebo lebo ba 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 la ndelebo go shega la ba la na la la ba 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 ba. Elebos, you have dominion, sir. Yeah, in that industry, you are taking over. In the fashion industry, you are taking over. You are regulating the earth. In the name of Jesus. You are regulating the earth. In the name of Jesus. You are taking dominion. In the music industry, you are taking dominion. Parakato seketelema. In the arts and in the music industry, you are taking dominion. Reketo sekatalabako seta. You will take a hold of it. You will take a hold of it. You will regulate your finances. Manglebo sekata yalaba. Reketo seketo lebakata yaba. Rekatan zakore stelebo seta. Ekreto sekabata laba. Engodebo sekata laba laba laba. Rete sekete seta. Yeleba leba yala laba laba. Yeleba katelebo sekala laba laba. Halaba lelelelebo koseba halalanda laba laba. Rebekato sekalia. Rebagelebo sekatali mali andariada. Rabakata sakataya. Heketo sekataya ba. Retasataya. Haha. I can regulate it. Sabrakata sakata labakata. Engro de kesokoto le bregede sahase. Halalalebo gosega halalebo onze grahatesega. Abagelo sebregedon zeka batala brades torima. Regelelelebo kosega talabago de leri bababa. Elebo selebalendo lebayalia. Regelelelebo kosenda labaya labaya ba. Manglelebo kosera nalabaga bababa. Oh, la 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 la. Blow like a mighty wind, spirit of victory, cover us with joy. Blow like a mighty wind, spirit of victory, cover us with joy. Oh, Kalabaseke Tosema. You are taking over, sir. You are regulating the earth. Things are not going to just happen to you. You will happen to things. You will regulate your finances. You will regulate your money. You will regulate your job. You will regulate your career. You will regulate it. Just a moment. In James 5:16, the Bible tells us of a man that called the clouds. He said, I heard the sound of the abundance of rain. He heard the sound, but he gathered the clouds. How do you gather the clouds? Radagido Shetaila. Pelugazadeya. The effectual, heartfelt, continued prayer of you, that righteous man. Oh, I feel God's power. Hiya! Hiya! You will gather the clouds. If the clouds be full of rain, higher. Sapratakashotai. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sir, it's possible. Hey, see, this morning I've come to tell you that Kamostelev Regoroshe Hiseta, that industry, that transport industry, is possible. Because gathering the clouds in our time means you are gathering right place, right time. You are gathering the people, the resources to come together and orchestrate themselves so that when they look at you, they may even describe you as lucky, but you have gathered the clouds. It's possible, sir. You will sit down. You know, it's the effectual, heartfelt, continued. This is the kind of prayer where you separate yourself. Are you with me? You will separate yourself. And I was talking with a pastor yesterday, and one of the things we were discussing was that, you see, you need to understand that you are in the marketplace. Maybe you are not a pastor. You're not a reverend. Guess what? It is the same power that the man of God is producing to cause church growth. It is the same power you will use to cause your business growth. That means that if you have a major contract, don't just go and submit the thing like that now. Lock yourself in the house. Hiya. In Songs 4 verse 6, you say, I will get myself to the mountain. I will get myself to the mountain until the day break. Do you know what you're talking about? When you hold it, this kind of prayer, you will pray until you see it. You understand? You will pray. Yeah, look, it's that industry. You will keep it there. You will stay praying until the day break. The shadow. That's it. You will look at somebody and say, look, sir, we have taken over jobs. They say, how can you say that? He said, no, I'm not rehearsing. I'm telling you, sir, we have taken over this city. They say, how can you say that? I said, the entertainment industry is in my hand. They say, how? Until the day break, you will get yourself onto the mountain. Manda go seta. You shut yourself. You will stay. It's the intangible. You're asking me how long? That's what you're talking about this morning now. You're asking me how long? It's the intangibles. Until you can see the picture. And the shadows. Every doubt has gone. Every doubt has gone. Listen, there's no doubting in this thing, though. Well, you think I came for this meeting hoping that God's power will move? No, nah. Abba. We are not learners now. Did you see learner sign here? You are not a learner. That's what I'm telling you. You are not a learner. You can hold this thing, sir. You can regulate the affairs of life. Hey, Akatalabra, this shot. Oh, lift your hands to heaven and just worship. Makreto seka hoseto lebra hatele. Halalaboko sira hatalabo sataya. Hesoto labra gala ibarore hesoto legeririririr.
Mandego satala bagolelebe ko satala bagaleba ba 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 ba. Oh, serabaliando reba galiba la ga ba ba ba.
The takeover is here. Haya. The takeover is here. The takeover is here. The takeover is here. You can work your own miracle. And I hear in my heart that this year is not permitted to end until somebody shakes your hand and says congratulations. Hey, yeah, you're not hearing me. I speak of the power of God upon my life. This year is not allowed to end until somebody will shake your hands and say congratulations. Until they shake your hands and say congratulations. Until they shake your hands and say congratulations.
Hey, I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Guess what? Many times, invert that song. Waymaker, miracle worker, that is who I am. You are the waymaker. You are the miracle worker. Hiya! Hey! You will look at the situation and say, I'm going to change it. It's called the dynamic ability to effect changes at will. He said, you shall receive power. The dynamic ability to effect changes at will. At will. At will, sir. Oh, you are exploiting the intangibles. You are maximizing the intangibles. Please sit down. We're going to go into the communion. Okay. You know, in 2 Kings chapter 3, an interesting story from the Moabite king. You know the story, 2 Kings 3, verse 26 of that 2 Kings 3, 26. You know, the Israelites, they were going to take over this guy. They're going to obtain him. Because the guy was usually supposed to pay tribute to them. And then he changed his mind. So they too, they changed their mind. They're going to take him out, man. And Bible says they surrounded this guy. He was trying to break through. Guy could not beg. At this time, he could only dig. So he sent his forces. He could not break through. He sent 700 of his special forces. That means he was increasing his ability to dig. It still did not work. But this guy was a wise man. He shifted to something that has no relationship with what was going on. It's the intangibles. They say, this prayer they are praying, how does it affect your work? Eh? Is it waiting? Say again. You know, I could just imagine the young man, the son of this Moabite king. Maybe he didn't understand. What you want to kill me for? Asasau. Worry English. Asasau. You know. How did they link? But this man understood the intangibles. That sacrifice took his first son that was to reign in his stead. Verse 27. Slew him as a burnt offering. And every day tide changed. There's a higher way to fight. And guess what? The blood of Jesus has been shed for us. Is intangible.
And how we enact it is on that communion table. In the second service, I'm going to be talking about I'm going to talk about blood empowerment. Well, if you're following me, I'm a specialist on the blood. So somebody accused me and Reverend Man of Quara, if you know him, that if we're not believers, we'll be native doctors. What? Don't miss second service. That's preview. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so where were we? It took Jesus has been sacrificed for us. When we come to that communion table, what we are doing is to reenact the sacrifice. Because by the law of transference, that's one of the things that the blood does. Blood empowerment can be transferred. By the law of transference, is the same thing as we lifting up a sacrifice. When we take his body, you have to see that. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So when we come to that communion table, that's what we are doing. We are lifting up a sacrifice. And that sacrifice turns the tide in our favor. Turns the tide in our favor. What digging will not do. What begging will not do. I know, I just feel led to say this. If you are a music artist, stop begging. Stop official begging. Man of God, this is my album. I can sing, oh, invite me. I'll bring down the roof. Get into the intangibles. Thank you, sir. Because the intangibles, one of the things that blood does is that it affects the will, emotions, and mind of men. To be favorably disposed towards you. Glory. You will hear it in when we enter the next. So let's take communion. let's arrange communion. We'll enter. Just calm down. Calm down. We'll get there. Glory to God. So we come with all sense of what he has done for us. Listen, it's a transference, direct transference. And that's why he didn't say this is like my body. Or this is a representative of my body. He said this is my body. It's a direct transference of the exact thing that he has done for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. And everything that accrues for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. As we take this communion, bodies are healed in the name of Jesus. As we take this communion, the tide of life has turned in your favor. You are seeing favor. The people that are against you, suddenly, their will and emotions are geared towards you. Those doors that they say were closed against you, as you go this week, it is opened in the name of Jesus. Lord, you receive your body. Can I get a hold of it? Just one, just where. Father, we thank you. We lift it up. That night in which you were betrayed, he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Lord, we receive your body right now. We declare that your body was broken for us. For us. For us. That our lives will never be broken again. Our bodies will never be broken in sickness. Our monies, our bank accounts never be broke again. The broke days are over in the name of Jesus. In the same vein, you took the cup and said, this cup is the New Testament ratified in my blood. Ratified in my blood. And this is the highest blood that can ever be. Father, we thank you. We receive with joy your broken body and your shed blood right now in the name of Jesus. And we sanctify it. As we take, the changes have come. As we take, the doors have opened. Now listen, I'm not just saying this as a ceremony. It is happening now. There are miracles taking place. If you are sick in your body, check your body. As you take the communion, check your body. That healing has taken place. That oppression has lifted. In the name of Jesus, it's done.
Amen. See the Lamb slain. See the Wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.